All right, this is David Tesar with the Edge Show at MMS 2012, and today I am joined by Deb McFadden, a group program manager for System Center Configuration Manager.
Hi.
Welcome to the Edge Show for the first time.
Thank you. Yes, first time here.
Yeah. So you joined a session today on the State of the Union, which has been a long-standing session here at MMS.
I not only joined, but I was actually one of the speakers.
There you go. And so I wanted to get kind of the inside knowledge in this session here, because you obviously have a lot of inside knowledge of Configuration Manager into the product. And what are some of the huge things and changes that we made since 2007?
So, we usually talk about Config Manager 2012 in three different pillars. One being empowering users, two, unifying the infrastructure, and three, simplification. So when we talk about those things, a lot of those areas were based on Config Manager 2007, feedback that we heard from our customers, things they'd like to improve, and also setting ourselves up for a longer term future for customers that know and love Config Manager. And really, the State of the Union session is about kicking off the conference for a lot of folks around Config Manager 2012. And so we don't usually talk a lot about things that everyone else is going to be talking about within those three buckets. We kind of do some outlier stuff and get people jazzed and ready to go and go attend a bunch of deep dive sessions throughout the week.
So can you give a little bit of insight on maybe some of the reasoning behind? I mean, you mentioned you got lots of different types of feedback. So could you tell within those three buckets maybe the reasoning behind why we made some of those design changes and
Sure.
what were the feedbacks that we got?
No problem. The first bucket was about empowering users. So as you think about consumerization of IT, or you think about people moving from devices, my desktop to my laptop to my smartphone, I want my applications to really follow me as I move through those different devices. So that's what that pillar is really about. And we talk a lot about making sure that that application is always available to the user, no matter which device they're on, and at the same time allowing the administrator to control and have some conditions around, well, I want that like a app B application to be deployed to a desktop versus a laptop. And so having that allow some level of control with the administrator. What we learned as we talked to customers about how we were approaching Config Manager 2012 is that people really like the idea of, oh, I need to associate an application to a user, which they weren't really able to do easily and effectively in Config Manager 2007. So we allowed them to do that in 2012. But as we gathered feedback from them, they started to recognize, hey, this is really cool, but I want to make sure that I'm really doing the right things, because there's some conditional rules that are set up. I want to make sure my detection method is right for the application. So as we walked through our beta programs and tap programs, we got a lot of feedback to say, hey, we need some type of simulated deployment. So with that feedback, we added simulated deployment into the product so people could really say, hey, I've just built this application model. Let me test it out, make sure it really does the things that I expect it to do, and then I'll be ready to move it into my production environment and make sure that I have confidence that everything's working right. So that was the first bucket. Mm-hmm. The second bucket was about unifying infrastructure. In Config Manager 2007, a lot of we had mobile device management, we had forefront endpoint protection as a different product. So we looked to really combine all of those different products into Config Manager 2012, using the same infrastructure that everyone knows and understands, management points, distribution points. So that really, a lot of the 2007 deployments, you had to add a lot of these different, like, either a feature pack or a different product on to enable that functionality. And with Config Manager 2012, a lot of that is already embedded in the product just natively, or it's just a flip of a few switches, and then you've got something available to you, like a System Center endpoint protection.
So you had a lot of customers who said, hey, we don't like to have to keep adding all these packs and all these other things on top. So, hey, can you just put it in there?
Yep.
And then have a single spot for all your devices, physical, virtual, on kind of one spot.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I'm glad you brought up physical and virtual, because we actually, in the Config Manager console, a lot of our stuff is about single pane of glass. So we think about, hey, I've got a physical desktop, I've got a virtual desktop. I want to see those in one console and manage patches and applications that go to those machines. So we do that in Config Manager 2012 also.
Yeah, that makes sense. And so what was that third bucket that you mentioned?
The third bucket is about simplification. Mm-hmm. And that's really, it spans like the administration console all the way to our back-end infrastructure. So if you think about the administration console, a lot of feedback that we got from 2007, we had the ability to secure different objects and make sure folks, like different administrators, could only do certain things. But it was pretty complicated and very time-consuming. And at times, you actually needed to create separate primary sites in order to enable just an administrator to control, let's say, like the Las Vegas devices that are here today. You'd have to set up a separate infrastructure point. What we did in Config Manager 2012 was create role-based access, where you can really, you've got your back-end infrastructure that's really just a scale-out of your needs for policy and content deployment. And what you do from the administration standpoint is really just say, hey, I've got David as a user, and I'm going to say David is the software update administrator, and he can only touch the Las Vegas devices. And so I can do that all within my administration console, and it doesn't require any additional infrastructure in order to enable that particular situation. So that's one key element of simplification. The other key element was thinking about how we move around data. A lot of Config Manager 2007, we use file replication, which honestly had some, at times was really tough to troubleshoot and monitor what was going on. And with our desire to enable user-centric management, we know that we needed a new back-end infrastructure in order to accomplish that task. And again, really just trying to make infrastructure about scale and not enforcing a new infrastructure piece if I needed a new administrator to come on board. So we spent a lot of time with our friends in the SQL team back at Microsoft, many great meetings with them, and developed our replication that we use based on SQL to move data around the infrastructure. And that's been a huge benefit as people, as we talk to TAP customers, our MVPs, they have started to tell us stories of where an infrastructure that maybe had 9 or 10 primary sites is now going down to 7 based on kind of our back-end changes plus the role-based administration that I talked about.
We all like getting rid of servers, right?
If you
can reduce servers, save some money, scrap the old ones, that's a good deal.
Yep.
I know that we had some success in MSIT as well. Do you know kind of some numbers around that?
Yeah, they had, I think it was originally 6 primary sites. They reduced those down to 5. They've also spent a lot of time looking at how they thought about their secondary sites. One of the key features that we had for the infrastructure side was our ability to schedule and throttle content that flowed down to those distribution points. And so that really eliminated a lot of the secondary sites that they had previously, which a lot of customers have also told us that makes a big difference in their environment. So they've got the capabilities that they've always had in 2007, but with a little less infrastructure behind it.
Yeah. And so for customers who, let's say, are maybe on a smaller kind of shop, right? What's simpler for them, and do they need to deploy multiple primary, secondary sites, CAS servers? What's your recommendation
question.
To them?
Awesome question. We get this all the time, and what we're really trying to encourage people to do is really think about a standalone primary site. Only a few customers really should be looking at a hierarchy with a central administration site, the CAS, and multiple primary sites. If you have a standalone primary site, it really, again, simplifies how you think about your administration for the Config Manager infrastructure because you've got a standalone primary site. You don't have to worry about data replication. So less moving parts, you know, much more simple. We have the same scale that we've had in the past where you can have 100,000 clients supporting assigned to a primary site. And then you can attach secondary sites, DPs, et cetera, to that standalone primary site. So really, any customer that's sitting below 100,000 clients should be having a standalone primary site.
You could have a single VM or to get you all going.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That makes sense. Well, I know one of the things that you mentioned in your State of the Union is that you have all kinds of little tips and tricks and little things that people may have not known about. Can you actually show us some of those little tips and tricks and inside knowledge?
Sure. Yeah, the context that we had around the State of the Union was For the last few years, we've only been able to talk about Config Manager 2007, and we've not been able to compare and contrast 2007 with 2012. Now that 2012 has released, we did a fun little thing called dueling consoles, where basically we showed functionality in 2007 and then compared and contrasted with 2012. And we were really happy that Config Manager 2012 won in all cases. So I was going to give you a little bit of an example of where we won.
That's good. That's good. I know there's a lot of UX changes, so there's got to be a lot of reasoning behind that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So scenario number one is really where in Config Manager 2007, someone that wanted to change an inventory class that they wanted to gather had to go through a few gymnastics, like editing a DefMoff file and redeploying it all. In Config Manager 2012, it's really just simple. There's a UI interface where we can search for a particular class, add it, and then we're good to go.
Okay.
So I was just going to show you that. We go to the administration node, client settings. I'm going to pop into this default client settings bucket. I'm going to choose hardware inventory. And with that, now I can go see the classes that I'm gathering for all of my machines. One of the cool features that we had was just search capabilities. Whoops. I'm going to search for system. And I was actually looking for the system account. And what I can do is just click that box, and all the subclasses that I would need to gather are also automatically selected, which again, in Config Manager 2007, you had to do a few copy-paste exercises and figure out all the subclasses. So this is really nice.
We like wizards that are really easy.
Yeah. The other key thing is if we didn't have these classes defined as part of the out-of-the-box product, then you can go ahead and import like even a custom DefMoff that you had, or you can go search and find. We've got a WMI browser, a registry browser, so that you can go find those particular classes that you might be interested in querying. So I can just click OK. And voila. With what was it, three or four clicks, I'm gathering a new hardware inventory class.
Sweet.
Yeah.
What other things do you have up your sleeve?
Okay, let's see. I can. The other thing that we talked about was search capabilities. I kind of mentioned a little bit. We just had a simple search there, but we've also implemented in Config Manager 2012 the ability to globally search. And the scenario that we set up for the audience earlier today was the fact that I had a rogue administrator that we decided to fire because they did some bad things. So we want to make sure that we started deleting some of the things that they had created in the last couple days. So in Config Manager 2007, you had to go through status message viewer, you had to do a few searches, and then you were left with kind of a dead-end path where you'd start to have to write down things on a piece of paper to say, okay, this object, this object, this object. In Config Manager 2012, we make it a lot easier for that situation. So let me navigate back here. And I'm going to do a global search. I'm going to go find that administrator. And what's happening here behind the scenes is we are searching all objects in the Config Manager database for things that are related to Config Manager DOM, which just happens to be my administrator here.
So if that administrator is trying to hide himself some secret permissions in the back door there, as long as he's not using different names,
we know exactly where what he's been up to.
That's good.
So I'm just going to scroll over here. And in this case, I actually started wanting to kind of delete applications. So you can see I've got all of my object types that he's been working on. And I can hit this particular application, right-click, and delete. In just a few steps, I've cleaned out what my not-so-good employee has done.
There you go. Very cool. All right. So where would you recommend people to go to if they want to learn more about Configuration Manager and some of these tricks and tips that you have?
Yeah. Well, they can come talk to me. Or there's plenty of sessions. I think the product group members themselves have about 13 different sessions. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's a bazillion other sessions that are all about Config Manager 2012. So I'd encourage everyone to go check it out.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Yep.